Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Hello and welcome back to the second part of our podcast episode with Theodoros Vlachos. In this second part, Theodoros will give us some more information and backgrounds about the changes in the national team, but also in the team of Olympiakos Piraeus, and what are the reasons for these kind of changes. Yeah, because this year Olympiakos has really to fight for the title in Greece. So let's keep the conversation started. I think they have to find each country so their own best setup or solution for this young players come to the national team. And as you mentioned before, that it's much more easier to come to the national team or to the men's team, yeah, from the underage teams. So when you mentioned that you're really, yeah, let's say changed more than 50% of your national team going to Tokyo this year instead of the last Olympic Games. So maybe when you are talking about the Olympic Games, what makes the Olympic Games for you special, or at least in general special?
Yeah, Olympic Games is the biggest sport event in the world. Every 4 years, all the sports people, players or coaches are waiting for this moment, are working 4 years and preparing the team, the players for this moment that will qualify to the Olympic Games. How we qualified in Rotterdam for us was really a big win, and we were really very happy that we will join again the Olympic Games. You know, it's a big honor for not for only for the players, but also for the coach. These 15, 17 days there, it's something, it's a competition much different than all the others. It's not the same. You know, Olympic Games is a dream for everybody. So I'm very lucky that we will go again. Our team will go again for second time with me as a coach, and I will enjoy it again, I think.
I'm pretty sure that everybody will enjoy the Olympic Games when you're able to qualify or to be qualified. So when you attend the Olympic Games for the first time, so I heard these from other people here in the podcast. So the first time when you attend the Olympic Games is really like a movie. Yeah. So you are really somewhere else and think you are dreaming, and Dirk Nowitzki is walking by, and all these, yeah, people you are only aware of or able to see in the TV normally. Yeah. It's really like a different world here. So was it the same for you or for you and your team?
Especially for the players, because they are younger. For them is a dream. All these days there is a dream. As you said before, maybe next of them is walking the Kobe Bryant. Okay, not Kobe Bryant now, I'm sorry. But you know, very, very... a famous player of any sport, this is a moment that you realize that you are between the best of all over the world. Okay, I felt this for first time in my life, in, because as a player I never been in Olympic Games, but I was in Rio. Also for me was something special, and I was surprised many, many times and many moments there. Sometimes you cannot concentrate to your job with anything happens there, but you have to do it. You know, my players, about the ceremony, the opening ceremony, everybody wanted to go to the opening ceremony, especially, you know, the Greek athletes, they want to go to opening ceremony because the Greek delegation is the first one that is entering the stadium. And I couldn't tell them, no, we will not go. Next day... Next day, we had the first game of the tournament against Japan. And I said, okay, let's go. And, okay, you know...
Maybe it's also wanted... then motivation for the team, yeah?
So yes, it's also motivation for them. You know, some of them, they ask me, okay, coach, maybe we will not have again the opportunity to leave this moment. Why we don't do it now? You cannot answer in this question. You cannot say something... Yeah. So everybody went to the Maracana Stadium. You know, it's really like a dream to walk in the Maracana and in Olympic Games. Great moments. We have now all these photos and videos to remember. But this is the other point of view of Olympic Games. The other point of your job and the games have a really more important and more special from a world championship or from another competition. Yeah. Really, all the teams are ready to play the best, their best game, their best play. And every game is a final. Every game was a final for us. We had to be really, really very good to have the best result. And as experience, as a first experience, really was something that I was thinking. Till now, I'm thinking many things that I had to do it different or what's happened at that moment. I believe that second time will be different, I believe.
Yeah, so are there any, let's say, special memories for you personally during the Olympic Games? So something where you say, okay, this is the moment for me personally of these Olympic Games?
Okay, I will start from the moment that I believe that if I could change something, if I could do something better, I wanted to do that. I believe that when the game of quarterfinals arrived against Italy, I believe that we were not so ready to play that game. I believe that we could have more chances because it's a big opportunity. And is the most important game of a tournament, the quarterfinal. So I believe that we were not so ready for this game, all team. And this is that Olympic tournament is coming first in my mind. But I have really good memories. As I said before, the opening ceremony in walking in Maracana with the Greek flag really was a great moment. As a Greek, you know, we are very proud about the Olympic Games and this idea. So, and every day something happened, but really we had great results there against Hungary, against Serbia, against Brazil, and full swimming pool of Brazilian people. Nice memories, nice moments. Okay.
Yeah. So I would say, or I guess, that really these games against Brazil, in Brazil, it's really, as you mentioned before, with a full pool and all the audiences, the enthusiastic people. Yeah. So it's really a special game.
It's
not only a water polo game.
Not only water polo game. You know, Brazil is Brazil. You know, everybody was crazy, and the tribune, the people. You know, this is okay. We have a really great fans in Greece, but there is something different than an atmosphere. You know, everybody were happy. The Brazilians never stopped to singing for their team. And you know, the Brazil team of Brazil last game won game before our game won Serbia, and they were ready to. For a big game, you know, also we were ready for a big game. I think sometimes it's very, very, very interesting. The interesting and it's better to play against the host team because the atmosphere really is very good and maybe can help you to have to try more and to play much better.
When you play really so often against teams like Reco, Budapest, or whatever, so how do you try to keep the level of your team so that they are each time really ready to play against these other clubs? Yeah, so when you play so many times against them, maybe it's something not special, but.
You know, in Greece, we don't have a strong Greek championship, Greek league. The last years, Olympiacos is by far the best team in Greece and won the last, as I remember, 10-9 on the row championship easily. Only this season, as we're talking now, really, Olympiacos and Vouliagmeni are very, very close and we will fight for the title. But the previous 10 years, But okay, let's talk about the 4 or 5 years that we play in Europe and we play against these opponents, as you told me before. We were working just for these teams, just for these games, because we didn't have a really hard time in the Greek league. So we never stopped to prepare the team. I never stopped to prepare the team for next 20 days that we had to face Ferencvaros or Barceloneta or another big club or Ureco. So everybody lived for this moment, and we wanted really to arrive the time that we were going to play the European game. That was our best period last week, last days before this important game. Because as I told you, the Greek league really was not so strong, and we were focused on the European games.
And so when you say the Greek league is not so close or not so tight between the clubs, do you think when you say this year is the first year since, I don't know, the last 10 years where you really have to fight for the title, is it better for you or for the development of the team or the players that you have really these kind of tight championship also in Greece?
Yes, it's better. It's better. Okay, we have a different team this year in Olympiacos than last year's, because really we have financial problems, and because of the COVID-19 of coronavirus, this all the pandemic, really last 2 years, water polo in Greece is ready to don't exist, because, for example, I believe that only, not I believe, I'm sure, and I know that only Greece and Germany didn't have official games during all winter, yeah, since summer. And that was really one problem of my friend Hagenstam for national team in Rotterdam. And we haven't played official game since October. We just played 5 games, and now probably we will start next week. But this season Olympiacos doesn't have big names like foreign players. We have two very good players, Americans, and some of big names like Fudulis or Vlachopoulos left from the team. We have a younger team. We have 8 new faces, 8 new players in the team. And, it was a right moment for Vouliagmeni to get closer to us and to try to beat us, to try to take the one title. Mm-hmm. This is good. This is good because this situation can improve also my players, the young players that we have now, and give more interest to the Greek fans of water polo and to everybody. It's not bad. I don't like to win easily without to try. I like to win every day, every year, every month, every moment. But okay, sometimes if you win after a strong, really game with a strong opponent, you can enjoy it more,
Yeah, so maybe, as you mentioned, maybe this is a good chance or the opportunity maybe to give some younger players or more young players the chance then to join the men's team, yeah?
I'm sorry. I have some young players now, also they are a national team, that the previous seasons, they won already the Greek Champions League, but the Greek League. But they were not the first in the first how I tell you, the best players of Olympiacos. We had Pavic, Buzli, Obradovic, Fudulis. We have most important players in front of them, so they had a role. They had a role in the team, but now they have to go in front and they have to to prove that they can be the leaders. They can be the players that can take the team and won one title. This is a big, a bet for him and for me and for them this season.
You mentioned before that it's maybe also for a position of a center not so easily when you have young players on this position to play maybe also in the Champions League or coming from the younger team to the men's team. Are there any special training progresses or training experiences or training sessions for them in a center position, really to train these particular position in a game?
Of course you have. I think everywhere in water polo community, the coaches have some different exercises and different kind of practice for the centers. First of all, you have to have good bodies, strong guys, and if this guy is also fast and strong together, it's much better. If he's also clever, it's much, much better. So, you know, we are lucky in Greece because last three generations of Greek national teams and players, we had always two good centers. And now we have, for example, Mourikis and Kolobos, but immediately we have next day really good, two good centers that during the World Championship of their age, or they did everything easier for them and for the team. They are strong guys. One is changing the other, and we can have the same rhythm. Really, we have we have some special exercises, special trainings for them. They cannot have the same training like one player that is playing to the wings. So this is the part of everyday practicing and everyday training and preparing individually the players and the team.
Yeah, so it has to be a good mix. So between train together and, or most of the cases, swim together, not yes. train, and to separate the practices and trainings based on their position. Yeah, so when you say okay, player on the left wing or the right wing have different exercises than a center, which is absolutely obvious, or goalkeeper. So then you have really to separate them during the training session.
Of course, they cannot. Yeah. Okay, they can have the basic training together, not the goalkeepers, but the players. But then you have to separate. Also, the defenders has to work different. And something that in a new style of water polo, the centers. It's not enough to be just strong. They need to be really sportsmen, fast swimmers, and they can play probably in one more position, not like only like a center. Yeah.
And when you say center, maybe during these days has not only to be strong, but also intelligent and smart and have to be fast and have a good body. So this is also something going maybe in the same direction, like we have to do get water polo as a sport more attractive, maybe for the live streaming, for the audiences, for the TVs. And what do you think about the new rules in water polo and their influence on the sport? Yeah, so really, is it really the case that the new rules really make it more attractive? What do you say?
I'm not sure for the moment. I'm not sure for the moment. The new rules really change some parts of the game, but still our sport is a really hard and contact sport. You cannot stop this. Otherwise, we would have another sport if we don't have a contact between the players. I believe that with the new rules, we have more case that you cannot stop the other player, the opponent, to swim or to move. This is good because otherwise it can be more harder the game, especially around the field, not the air, only in the area of the center and defender. But I think the new rules need more time to and the referees to adapt to to put it in the game. And because, you know, we have sometimes the referees whistle in a different way. Some referees easier and more, they whistle more. Some referees, they are still in the way before how we played. You know, I think we need more time. Everybody is trying to have a more attractive water polo, not only for us, for the spectators to have you know, more actions, more not only fights and more goals, more swimming, more up and down, not to be static. Okay, everybody were trying, but I think we cannot say for the moment that our sports already changed really too much with the new rules.
Yeah, so especially when we see that the new rules are really coming to the at the beginning of the Corona phase, yeah. And not really each club is really playing with the new rules or based on the new rules. So it's really only the national teams or the top teams in the Champions League.
They have more opportunities to play. But, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they have the national players. They have more opportunities to feel this and to play more games, so yeah. They are really, they know much better. But the other, the players also, the referees in every league, in the Greek league and German league, that they are not international, for them it's difficult to whistle and to react different.
Yeah, so and at least what it's really coming to my mind right now is really the video assistant referee during the week in Rotterdam, so which is really, really obvious that these kind of things that the referee is going to the video assistant referee is really happened often, so I guess.
Yes.
So for my feeling. So, yes. Which is good. What do you think about that?
This is good because there are many, many cases that, you know, it's very often, you can see very often a shoot to go to the post and to the line. Mm-hmm. And it's not like in football. Maybe in football in a game will not happen in one game, one case like this. But in water polo, you can see it really more yeah. often. And you, with the assistant video, really can be clear and can be correct for both teams. Only thing that I didn't like that is the game after the action continue to play maybe 3-4 minutes and after stop the game, and then if it's another decision, you have to come back 4 minutes. This is one point that really is not helpful for everybody.
Yeah, so which reminds me on the very interesting discussion with the German referee from Germany, Frank Ohme, which is really the referee also in Rotterdam. And during this discussion, he told us, okay, you are not really or not each situation you are able to go to the video assistant referee.
No, I think only for the line, I think, is the assistant is only for the line, for the goal line, not for the for exclusion. Exactly. Or for ordinary foul, no. Otherwise, we'll stop the game every...
every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes, yes.
So you already mentioned that you begin to train again next week or the week after you mentioned, I guess.
Yes, today we wait the decision of the government. Probably will start next week the all the sports, not only water polo. You know, and during the last 3-4 months, we had only official games in football, basketball, and volleyball, men volleyball. All the other sports stopped since October. So yeah. We're waiting now for the new decision, and probably just to have 3 months before national teams again will start the preparation. 3 months. In some way to finish the Greek league with another way. I don't know how we'll do it, but at least the players to play some official games is not helpful, and it's boring to have only practice every day, morning, afternoon, you know. Cannot.
In this case, you are happy that you at least have the chance to go to the practice.
So, yes. Yes, we're happy for this. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So in this case, thanks again for your time. So I wish you all the best for the Olympic Games. for the preparation. So I cross my fingers that you are really in Greece, able to train and to play again. So we start in Germany, I guess, the next weekend with the two tournaments, I guess, from the Bundesliga. Let's see how this will happen.
First, thank you very much.
Games again in Germany.
Of course, we need to start again. Everybody, we need to start again. We have to come back in our real life. I hope that hopefully next season we will not have this situation, not only in sports, in our lives, because it was a really hard period for everybody to live this situation with coronavirus and everything what's happened. Okay, thanks. Also, thank you for your invitation again.
You're welcome. Really, each time again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so have a good evening now.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
So we are at the end again of this brand new episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. Thanks for tuning in also for this second part of the interview and the discussion with Vlachos. And thanks Theodoros for all the background information. All the best for the Olympic Games. And we are continuing with the next episode next week. I wish you all the best. And as always, at the end of the podcast episodes, I would like to ask you to share and to like and to comment the actual episode of the podcast within your network. So thanks for sharing and thanks for liking and also for recommendation in Apple Podcasts.